Philippians 4:15.
Paul writes to the believers at Philippi, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." And then Romans 15:24. Paul is discussing his plans to travel and see them. He says, "Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word tonight. And Father, I thank you for your Spirit. I thank you, God, for your Son. And Father, I pray you be my dear wife in the nursery, fill you with your Spirit, watching the children. And Father, I thank you for the good services this morning, for your word going forth, Lord. And I thank you for your grace and mercies to us, God. And I pray once again just for the filling of your Spirit tonight and sharing the things that you have for the church. And Father, might we be encouraged in all that you're doing for us and through us. And Father, all that you have planned for us. And Father, might we continue to be edified, might you continue to be glorified. And help us, Father, to be strong and of good courage as we've sang. As the time is, the days are evil. And time, Lord, apart from thee, is really the enemy of righteousness. We get wore down, we get tired in this world, and we need to be among those that call upon your name continually. And so, Father, help us in that. And bless us once again tonight, we pray. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So the couple of verses that I read, I'm going to read some missionary letters tonight that have come in. And missionaries need supporting churches. Paul was recognized in the church of Philippi, one of the churches who from the beginning supported him. So he sees that importance of support from the beginning. And then writing to the Romans, what would be later in his life and toward the end of the journeys that he'd planned, he was trusting that once he visited them, they would be a part of bringing him on his way to Spain and such. So kind of the missionary there expecting that those churches are going to be there from beginning to end. And I tell you, there's only one way we can be there from beginning to end. That's by the grace of God. Amen. That's as we look to the Lord and realize, Paul said, "I found out when I'm weak, then I'm strong." You know, and we realize we have our eyes on Jesus. The more we do, the more we realize we need him. Amen. And the more scary it is when you get your eyes off of him. Amen. I tell you, we're thankful that the Lord provides and guides. And so just a few missionaries that I have, letters that I have here, and hope they'll be an encouragement to you. First one I have here from the Kleins in Chile. I forget the name of the place there. It'll be in the letter here. But the Klein writes, 2019 was a fun, fruitful year that held steady meeting let me back up and start reading just see if I still remember how to read. 2019 was a fun, fruitful year that held steady, meeting every goal that we set at the beginning of the year. It's hard to believe it has been almost a year since Kyle and his family, the pastor of the church here at Koihaike, left on furlough. They will be returning the beginning of January, and missionaries Irvin and Wendy have already returned to Peru. We have experienced some church growth the past year. Teresa, a friend of Alda, is a new visitor that has been coming regularly. We also have a new teen, Manuel, that has been coming to church and the youth meetings faithfully. A visitor from a few months back, Blaze, stopped by for another visit. And Nicole, a member who has been out of church for a couple months, came back.
It has been encouraging for the whole congregation to have Nicole and her children back in church and to have new faces in the services. Amen. This quarter, we completed visitation in three local neighborhoods and started in another one. Many people were given tracts, and a few gave us permission to share scripture with them. The Vera family joined us in visitation for the first time. Having families growing and seeing the importance of visitation is a huge blessing. The Vera family enjoyed visiting with people in their homes and on the street. Philip had a successful trip to Santiago to take his SAT test and has applied to George Fox University. He wants to live with his brother, Matthew, and have his brother help him in his first year in the States. The Chilean protesting was not as violent in Coyhaique as it was in other parts of the country. However, the police station was firebombed, the banks broken into, and many stores had their windows smashed. Gee, aren't you glad it was calm where they were? I tell you, we are so blessed, aren't we? He goes on, we stayed home during the time of unrest and only encountered the crowds one time. We were on our way to visit Aaron. As we drove down the hill from our house, we turned the corner, and there were about 1,000 people protesting a block and a half away. We quickly turned off the road and took a back road to visit Aaron. Please pray for Aaron because he is dying. I am starting to think about our furlough. It has been 6 years since we had our last furlough. During that year, we visited only supporting churches. It has been 10 years since we have raised support. In that time, many churches have closed their doors, lost pastors, and some were just not able to continue supporting missionaries. Additionally, the cost of living in Chile is much higher than what it was 10 years ago in Argentina. I would appreciate it if you would consider us for your 2020 Missions Conference. Please forward our information on to any other pastors hosting missions conferences this year. Also, we currently need about $3,500 more for plane tickets in order to return to the States early this year. Here is the link, and he gives the link information to share on that. We have that. I'll use letters back there. And all right. And he has some prayer requests here. He says, pray for the furlough plans, covering the cost of the plane tickets, the Sheridan family as they return to Chile and settle into life there again, church families, services, visitation, Irvin and Wendy's ministry and life decisions, Philip as he gets ready to start college in the fall, and Taylor and Lauren as they prepare to leave for language school in Brazil, Chile to have peace and resolve political problems. Let's lift these up to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Kleins, and we thank you for providing for them, for giving them the strength and the grace, dear God, to be faithful, to continue to preach there, and to teach those, Lord, who will receive your word. Do help them, please, Father, with their furlough plans. And they need yet $3,500 for plane tickets. And Father, might you provide that through your people and work that out for them, Heavenly Father. We thank you for caring for the Sheridan family while they were here and returning them now to Chile, Father. And we pray that you continue to work with them and help them and give them grace there, Father. And I pray for Irvin and Wendy as they in their ministry as they make life decisions. Help them, God. And Philip, the Klein son, is getting ready to come up and go to school and work there, God. We thank you for Taylor and Lauren, who are preparing to go to language school in Brazil. Father, we thank you we were able to take them on recently, Father, and do give them safety, Father, and help them and with their preparations, dear Lord. We pray for the country of Chile, Father, that for peace there and for to bless the gospel that goes forward, Father, and for to help the leaders, Father, and be with them, give them grace and mercies and might they make some political decisions, Father, that would help in the problems that are there. Thank you for our missionaries, our friends, our family, and you, dear God, and bring them back here safely, Father. Provide for them should you tarry, and we would look forward to seeing them. Thank you, dear Lord. We pray in thy name. Amen. Amen. And then we have the Rogers in Brazil writes to the church, what a privilege it is to be able to serve the Lord in 2020. We're already starting off the new year with many victories and blessings. We look forward to what he will do this year. As of our last prayer letter, we have had one man in his late 20s make a profession of faith. We've seen some visitors as a result of the church's visitation efforts. Please pray as we make plans for the year, and that God would establish the people's faith on His word this year. As the year 2019 came to the end, we once again were very busy with various activities of the church. The Young People's Christmas program was a blessing, with a good number of visitors present. Services on Christmas Day were surely an encouragement for all involved. All of those present in the service had been praying for a month about what spiritual needs they had in their lives. Then during the services, we went around and everyone presented to Christ a need they had as a spiritual gift. Many asked the church to pray for more faith, boldness, and strength in service to the Lord. Others committed time to Bible reading, prayer, and laboring at the church. During the Watch Night service, we prayed in the new year with preaching from a man in our institute and me. Good spontaneous testimonies and music were also a blessing. Amen. We were very excited that the doors opened for our son, Clayton, and another young man from the church to be able to go down to the center part of Brazil and be counselors at an independent Baptist youth camp. Amen. The trip by bus took 2 days each way, with the bus breaking down twice on the way there. Yeah. However, we are grateful that they were able to learn and grow spiritually. The first week during the council, counselor's training week. During the actual week of the youth camp, they were able to put into practice what they learned by helping others who came to them for spiritual help. Three teen boys received Christ and many decisions for the Lord were made. As a parent and pastor, it is a tremendous blessing to see these two young men being used of the Lord. Thank you for your prayers and support. So what a blessing to fellowship with the Rogers. Let's pray for the Rogers. Heavenly Father, we pray for Brother Sammy and his dear wife and the children. Heavenly Father, would you continue to help them and bless them, Lord? We thank you to hear this good report of the word going forth and young people finding strength, Lord, in you. Help them with that building project, getting that done, and the service that the people of the church were starting in another town. And we read in the previous letter, Father, we pray for your working out of details there, and might you help them in all these things. We continue to pray, God, for their protection. They've shared multiple times about the danger that surrounds them there. And Father, just many, many times, just the things of geography, the plants there, I've read, they're just butterflies that can bite you. They're poisonous, and just the protection that they need all around, much less the violence of people. And so, Father, we thank you for your hand of mercy there. We thank you for providing for them, help them getting that building done, and help them in these things that are before them to continue to grow. And bless those that have been saved, those that are growing in the Lord, Father, and we pray you'd use them in a great way. Amen. And then we have one from the Herzls, our missionaries in Vanuatu. Brother Jim writes, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Isaiah 53:11. Your new year is past, and we are back in the USA for furlough. He says, 2019 ended with some amazing opportunities for the Word of God to go forth, and it continues through 2020. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. The work would not be possible without your faithfulness. He says, we ended last year with the gospel being broadcast over the national radio station throughout the entire nation of Vanuatu. Over 11 hours of preaching Christmas and New Year's weeks from 7 of our men and Bible college students. Pray that God's word would accomplish that which he pleases and prosper to the thousands of villages it reached. Hosea and Edwin also returned from a fruitful mission trip to Malvaku village in the island of Malkula with Pastor Nicholson. Great times of preaching and teaching were had, and each and every day, and there with the church and the youth. Continue to pray for Pastor Nicholson's health and the work of God's Word in the lives of these of this village church. We look forward to all the opportunities to share more of the work in Vanuatu with you while on furlough. There is so much that God is doing, so much fruit that abounds to your account. We praise God for your faithful part in making this possible, your missionaries to Vanuatu. And so he has some prayer requests here. We'll pray for these now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hurt souls and help them on their furlough to return. And no doubt, like the clients, they may have lost some support, Father, and I pray that you would just help them and to gain this, any support they may have lost. And Father, provide for churches, bring revival where needed, and strength to continue, Father, where needed. And those starting churches, help them, Father, and that these missionaries also may have the support they need to be where you want them, dear God, to be. Please help them, I pray, and bless them, dear God. And we thank you to hear about Rochelle and Nathan getting married and his daughter and on the 7th of January and the beautiful ceremony that you provided for. And we pray for your hand in their lives, Father, as they by your grace endeavor to love each other and to become one and to serve and live and worship you together, dear God, as one. Please help them, I pray. Father, we pray for the churches in the islands there. Help them to grow. Bless the visitors, and we thank you for those that are coming and those that have prayed to receive Christ after hearing the gospel. Help them, Heavenly Father, in that. And we pray for Hosea, Ronald, and Stephen, who have continued helping in the prison ministry there and having another service soon. Father, help them with that and give them wisdom and in the preaching there and in helping those that need you so desperately. We all do. And Father, but help them and give them grace in that. And help them with the radio station, the preaching going forth. And we thank you for that many can hear the word of God from that. And Father, continue to help them and bless them in that. And Lord, we look forward to seeing them soon. Help us get that meeting arranged. And those here who've not met them yet have the opportunity to do that this year while they're here. Thank you, Lord. And we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He says about the radio, he says the radio preaching through, he says, we even have heard reports of the message reaching all the way to California over short band radio. So praise the Lord. Words going out there and folks are being discipled, ministered. We also have a thank you card from the Herzls. They sent to us, Mid-Valley Baptist Church. Thank you so much for all your love and care for us. Happy New Year. What a blessing it is to have another year in which we can serve our Lord. Thank you for your extra gift of $120 in December. We had plenty of extra expenses as we prepared for Rochelle's wedding, and your gift really helped ease the burden. Praise the Lord. It says that we look forward to getting the chance to share what you have been a great part of while we are on furlough in Christ, Jim and Harry Herzl, your missionaries to Vanuatu. So we are looking forward to see that. Those of you who hadn't met them yet, they're a great blessing. And you'll love them, and I'm sure they're going to love you too. All righty. From the Herzls. Then we have one last letter. From the Cooks. All right. The Cooks. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. Our thoughts are so vastly important to the accomplishment of the work of God, and conversely, for the work of the devil, if we allow him, that there is spiritual warfare fighting for the use of our minds. Many secular people in history have understood this truth, and yet Christians often seem to forget it. Our thoughts determine our eventual actions. They must be in obedience to Christ. And, well, that's where it is. It all starts up here, doesn't it? Remember that we talked about that unholy marriage. When the will yields to the wrong desire, that's when the fruit's born. That's when the sin is born. And our thoughts have to be kept right. Brother Matt continues, once again, at risk of sounding like a broken record, for those who know what that sounds like, yeah, getting to that place where those are fewer. He says, so much has happened over the past couple months. Though it did not all go as we had thought it would go, we most certainly saw the hand of the Lord in all of it. Amen. I finished school and received my FAA airframe and power plant combined certificate. He says, this allows me to legally maintain aircraft. At the same time, he says, at the same time, I have now completed 20 years in the military and am retired. Matt joined the Guard very, very young. And he says, it's a very strange thing to be disassociated with the military after having been in for that long. He says, but the excitement of what the Lord is doing and will do for our family going forward is certainly taking over for it. Indeed. He says, for those that are not aware, I was sought out to work for a regional airline here in Portland. After much prayer and advice, we accepted the position, knowing it would only be for a short time. I had the opportunity to spend some time around incredible aircraft. He said, receiving some invaluable training. It only lasted for about a month. But we are very confident that the Lord was in the decisions, both to take and to leave that position. We are now full-time on deputation, and we are excited to draw closer to our mission field. And this is their December letter. He said, we had the great opportunity to spend almost a week with Valley View Baptist Church in Northampton, Pennsylvania, at the beginning of November. They were such a blessing to our family, and we thank God for like-minded churches. We also spent two separate Sundays with Old Paths Baptist Church in Tualatin. And just a few weeks ago, we were in Tillamook, Oregon, with Ocean Breeze Baptist Church. Once again, all these churches have been such a blessing to our family. We have been treated much better than we deserve. Thank you again for all of your prayers. It means so much to us, knowing that we have so many people praying for us. God uses your prayers to strengthen us through our journeys. Amen. And we also have a thank you card from the Cooks. This is before we did the tires in their vehicle, so there may be another one coming from that. But we do it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. not for a pat on the back. Amen. And it's an extra blessing and bonus when you get these kind of things. Amen. So the Cooks write, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Of course, Malachi 3:10. Dear Mid-Valley Baptist Church, she says, dear Mid-Valley Baptist Church family, she's got family double underlined. This is where we're as close to their home church as any other church, and I know that Brother Jake with church, Westgate's our sending church, but we've got a big part in that too. They served here for multiple years, teaching and ministering, and we're thankful to have a part in the ministry. We are so honored, humbled, and blessed by the love and giving you have supported us with in our mission. Thank you for the incredibly generous love offering. It is amazing to see God's working in the hearts of his people. What was that offering? But the 2634, I think, was that offering, the love offering. And I'm thankful for the giving of God's people. Thank you for your faithfulness in prayer. We're excited to see God proving himself through you all. What a blessed partnership that he has given us in you, love in Christ, Matt, Rebecca, Emily, Michael, Chelsea, Elijah, and Noah.
Amen.
Isn't it good together to be connected together as family in the Lord? Like I said before, we have more in common with the Christian that lives across the world that we've never met than we do with an unsaved loved one that might be close to us. In Christ, we have more in common with a person like that in all that we've given in Christ. And, you know, that family blood is one thing, that family line, but the blood of Christ is another, isn't it? And that's what bonds us together. It's His love that flows through our hearts, that saved us, and that goes from us to others, to our brethren. Amen. And we're thankful that we can have this fellowship with these missionaries. All right. This might be a record night, folks. It's 10 till, and we're going to pray. Okay? All right. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, You have been so good. Lord, we thank You. We think about the churches that have been able to be faithful and support missionaries. And we think about Paul recognizing the need for churches all along the way. And Father, we've been able to be one of those churches, and we know why. It's because of Your grace. That's just it. It's because of Your grace. And Father, we thank You and we praise You. Oh Lord, help us. Keep us faithful. Keep us growing, God. Keep us reaching out in our hearts to You, Lord, to know You better, to love each other more. Dear God, to love this world less. Father, to be looking for Your coming. We thank You. We thank You for these missionaries, Father, who are sharing the blessed message that we heard. Saved our souls, God, when we trusted in it. We thank You they're still sharing it. Father, the message is so sweet. The message is so valuable. The message is so powerful. Though as the days go by, it seems fewer will listen, fewer will receive it. It doesn't change the value of the opportunity and the power of the message and the privilege that we have to share it, God. And I pray that we would continue in that, Father, faithful before You. And though it may be hard to find faith when You return, may it not be said in this place, God. Help us, we pray. Thank You for our missionaries. Help them in their way. Bless them. We look forward to seeing those that are here on furlough soon. And Father, help us just to be careful to thank You and praise You. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.